Talk Stream Live and move us from number 3 to number 1. Been working on this. Why are you so impatient? I haven't even gotten my first sentence out of my mouth yet.
Yeah, but
say it, Dougie. Say it.
Say what? Say what?
Say what? It.
So, Talk Stream Live is a new way to find us in the rather supercilious world of, not necessarily online, but the alternative ways to hear programming that used to be called radio. Somebody said to me once, you're the host of a radio program? I said, no. I'm the host of a morning show, program.
Entertainment program.
That is available on the radio. And at that time, it was the internet. And now it's on anybody's smartphone, iPad, any kind of device at all. And there are various ways to download or access the items that we do each day, hour by hour, other than just listening to the radio. And one of the newest is this TalkStream Live, which reminds me of a television show that I did once. And I'm trying to remember if it was called, it wasn't called Talk Stream Live. I think it was just called Talk Live. Remember, you've seen that video, Rich.
You know, the one, right, where you're in the audience and
you get
the microphone and you're asking people questions.
Right, That was called Talk Live.
Kind of like the Phil,
it was a Phil Donahue kind
Phil
of
Donahue
show.
Type thing.
Right, exactly. All right, so anyway, if you find this entertaining, I think we'd probably want to post this, if we haven't already, Jennifer, at Facebook and get people talking about it there. You want to find us and you can't find us. A lot of people are not aware this program, the Good Day Show, is on for 4 hours a day. And then before that, I do a program called the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is about the issues that are being discussed on the regular news talk radio, the political shows around the country, et cetera, et cetera. And we do a three-hour version of that for the weekend. And so 6 hours a day, you can get content from some kind of Doug Steffen program. And but if you're a radio station, the normal length of time is probably 3 hours that somebody would carry this program. And if you want it after that, you can go to DougSteffen.com. If you want to carry, you know, listen to it live, we're on until 10 Eastern, 9 Central. But then there are all these other opportunities to download the podcasts and some of the interesting interviews that we do, all that sort of stuff, which we never would have thought would be possible even 15 years ago. When you and I first started, Richie, remember the first day I was on the air, I did the show from Uri's house. And Richie and I had never worked together before.
I had never run the show before. Just listened to it a bunch of times.
Right. And so I had this big box, and it had to be hooked up to three phone lines. And I was late getting to Uri's house. Somehow or other, we got on the air, and it was unbelievable how it worked. And it actually did work, and I was so impressed with you. That certainly changed over the years. But that first day...
You were excellent. It was beginner's luck.
Was I impressed with you.
Well, it can only go down from here, sir.
Unbelievable. All right, the U.S. Women's Soccer Team, the big winners, their third straight Olympic gold medal yesterday, beating Japan 2-1. The U.S. took some revenge for last year's World Cup defeat.
Yeah.
Midfielder Carly Lloyd dominated the game, scoring both U.S. goals, shutting down the Japanese attack. It was like Pearl Harbor. Yeah, right. Exactly. Jennifer, you were ahead of me by a beat.
Take it. I'm always ahead of you by one beat.
The goalie named Hope Solo made a couple of brilliant saves to preserve the victory.
Cool name.
What?
That's her
Hope
name.
Solo?
Hope Solo.
She's the great, great granddaughter of Han Solo.
Hope right. Amelia Solo.
Yeah. Usain Bolt defended his 200-meter sprint championship, beating fellow Jamaican Johan Blake.
I'm over him.
Are you really wise?
He's just, you know what? He tries to have fun with it all. They always talk about how he's trying to stay light.
He's the world's fastest man.
He's got the biggest, fattest head I've ever seen. And just get out of my...
But do you like him?
Get off of my TV screen.
All right. Doesn't he remind you of Carl Lewis?
What's that?
He doesn't... you don't...
Carl Lewis was humble. And a nice guy. This guy's like, number one.
All right, let's go to track and field news. Ashton Eaton, we like his name.
Yeah.
Ashton Eaton. What did you say yesterday, Jennifer? Or was it Roberta had some wiseacre? Was that off the air or on
no,
the
air? No, it was if they got married. It would be if they hyphenated and they married someone named like Joe Korn, they'd be like Eaton Korn.
Yeah.
How about it? Wait a minute. It'd be even better if it was somebody named, this is Rachel Beaton. She married Ashton Eaton. She's Mrs. Eaton Beaton.
I think eating corn's better. I don't
know. Of course you do, because you came up with it.
Kind of like it. Especially because, do you guys know what the meaning of eating corn is?
Yeah, we'll pass. We'll go to the next one.
No, this is not bad. No, eating corn is when, like, your panties go in the wrong spot. Like, they go up the back end.
Yeah, that's
my grandma would always be like, uh-oh, look at Jen, she's eating corn.
That's a first for me. That's new.
Never heard that?
No,
whoa.
No.
You are twisted, man.
My day is fuller now.
Why? It was
something
my grandma.
Ain't right about you.
Anyway, so Ashton Eaton, to get back to the real matter at hand here, has a score of 8,869 in the men's decathlon, 198 points ahead of fellow American and second-place finisher Trey Hardy.
Right.
First time the Americans have finished 1-2 in the decathlon since 1956. Wow. Americans also in 1-2 in triple jump as Kristen Taylor won gold and Will Clay.
That's an amazing sport. You see how far those guys jump?
Triple jump.
Yeah. I get tired driving that far.
Really? Middleweight, all right, here's what I want to see. Here's the middleweight female boxer, Clarissa Shields.
Uh-oh. What is this fascination you have with
women
beating
women
each other up?
Gold in women's boxing. What?
You don't like football get injured in the head,
right.
But
you
you're
like
okay with boxing.
Beat the hell out of each other.
Yep, okay.
You're okay with boxing?
Women's water polo.
No, women's boxing. Men's boxing he thinks is barbaric.
Awful. Right.
But he loves to see women pound each other in the head.
It's just interesting to watch that whole thing and how
women's
it comes
Women's boxing
about.
Is
it's
so
a,
much worse.
It's a it's not psychological. What is there? There's something about it.
Hot is what I think you're
talking
about.
Yeah, that may be too.
Doug has a subconscious fantasy about women controlling him. Yeah, and beating him up.
How do you know it's subconscious, Rich?
Apparently it's not. You talk about it.
Oh, my God.
All right, so...
TMI.
But there's not... it's not that there's a word for it, and it's gone out of my mind. Anyway, women's water polo team took gold yesterday, beating Spain 8-5 in the finale. It was a dominant performance for Team USA, winning their first gold medal in team history. They led 8-2 before Spain scored 3 cosmetic goals well after the game was decided. U.S. women's basketball team advanced to Saturday's gold medal game against France, beating Australia 86-73. It was their toughest game of the tourney. Australians leading by 4 at halftime. It was Team USA's depth that wore down the Australians. Confusion reigned supreme at the track yesterday for the prelim rounds of the men's 4x400 relay races when a Kenyan runner collided with a runner from South Africa.
Yeah.
Oscar Blade Runner Pistorius.
It's the guy with
the
double
name?
Amputee guy.
He's
yeah.
the double amputee who has those spring blades
right.
for his
amazing.
Feet.
Yeah.
Somebody's feet got
that.
Twisted up in his
yep.
fake legs. And
yeah.
Oh, man, what a mess.
Yep. Yep, competition was over. They couldn't finish the race. Kenyans were disqualified for causing the collision. Upon appeal, however, officials ruled that South Africa be awarded an extra spot in the final. They will run in the lane furthest to the outside, unexpected to medal. How do you get put? I guess it's how you've paced. Is that how they decide? In the trials, is that how they decide where you're going to be?
Because
they have preliminary races, and the winners of those 4 or 5 preliminary races get to go to the finals.
So, anyway, as the things begin today, U.S. has 39 gold, 25 silver, 26 bronze, total of 90. Those Chinese have 37 gold, 24 silver, 19 bronze for 80. Russia has 12 gold, 21 silver, and 23 bronze for 56. Let's see. Who do we have we don't like that we want to find out about?
As long as we're beating Russia and China, I don't care.
The Islamic Republic of Iran has 9.
Those guys, too. We,
have our soldiers, our sailors rescued 10 Iranian sailors from a sinking boat that was on fire in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. Did you hear that story?
That's fine.
Yeah. No, it is fine. Perfect. Yeah. We're all over the place today. Yeah. Let's see. At DougStefan.com today, a story of the women's soccer team catching some flack over their T-shirts after winning the gold. They were handed shirts from Nike that said greatness has been found. A little more in your face, egotistical than is usual at the game, so people have been taking shots at that. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, what do you think about the soccer team wearing greatness has been found shirts? A, now that is truth in advertising. B, they earned it, what's the problem? C, seems a bit out of place for the Olympics. D, poor sportsmanship, they ought to know better. E, no class.
Yeah, see, it's like that Usain Bolt. Be humble. Be grateful.
Yeah.
Say thank you.
Yeah.
And move along.
The poll yesterday, what do you think about Michael Phelps possibly joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars? 27% said Dancing with the Stars is still on.
Hey!
23% said, I'm so sick of Michael Phelps in the Olympics, I don't want to think about it. 20% of you who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com yesterday said, I'll believe it when I see it. 19% said, hope he does. I'll bet he'll be great. 11% said, awesome. I can't wait.
Ryan Lochte is going to be the Bachelor.
Get a life.
Yeah. I don't mind him.
No.
He's kind of cute with his dimples.
Yeah, I don't
like him because he wears a grill. Did you guys see this? He had an American flag grill, and they made him take it out. I just think that's kind of...
What is it? What?
It's like the metal plate thing, you know, that you put over
a lot of rappers
wear
it, and they put it,
teeth. Looks ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, but he still looks good with dimples.
All right, check out the poll. Lots of info. And remember, you're going to head to TalkStream Live to check some of the audio at Doug Stefan, well, not Doug Stefan, but for the Doug Stefan Good Day.
They aggregate all of the talk hosts that they carry, and we are currently at number 3.
19 after on Good Day.
Please see charts E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it anytime to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locked locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This may be something we can listen to for the whole report, Richie.
That's great stuff.
Veronica Bennett's birthday is today. Crank it up.
Happy baby.
Just wait and see.
Ooh. Every kiss you give me, I'll give you three.
I need to do something. I listen to myself sing this stuff.
Been waiting for you.
Right now, what's his face? Prison cellmates are singing this to him.
The guy who got sent up yesterday. What's his name?
Phil Spector.
Phil Spector.
His prison boyfriends are singing this. For every kiss you give me, I'll give you
three. Right. I'd rather they do it for Lochner. How do you pronounce that guy's name? Went up the river yesterday.
Alex Laughlin or
Lochner, isn't it?
Lochner.
So Veronica Bennett came into the world, at least in this lifetime, this day, 1943. She's the lead singer of the Ronettes. Veronica became Ronnie, and she became the wife of Phil Spector and was responsible for him making a lot of money that he screwed her out of.
Yep.
Basically, millions and millions of dollars.
Then they double date with Ike and Tina Turner and both get abused together.
Right, exactly. Be my baby, baby, I love you. Try some, buy some. Say goodbye to Hollywood. And how many Christmas songs can you name? Three or four, probably, at least, from the Ronettes. They're big, big hits. All right, so Be My Baby and Ronnie, 69 day. Next up, Ian Anderson, who is the flautist in Jethro Tull.
I love that word, flautist.
Bungle in the Jungle is my favorite. This is the one everybody always goes to, Living the Past. Bungle in the Jungle is much more fun.
Bungle in the Jungle is
Bungle, that's something I'd be talking to Charlotte
Uncle
about.
Bungle.
Bungle in the Jungle. All right, so Ian Anderson, born this day, 1947. He's 65. Here's Patty Austin up next. I don't know much about her except I remember the song. She's 64 today. Rosanna Arquette's birthday is today. Born this day, 1959.
She can wear leopard skin, Jen.
Pulp Fiction. She was in Silverado. Desperately Seeking Susan. New York Stories. What was that? Her sister was
her
the one.
Her sister on Medium.
Yeah.
Yes.
On Medium. She was great. Okay. I love her.
Yeah, I liked her. Who is Rosanna Arquette married to? Some crazy. Was she married to, Nicolas Cage?
Wasn't she married to him?
No.
They were just in a movie together, weren't they?
You sure?
I don't know.
Jose Antonio Dominguez Banderas' birthday is today.
Antonio.
When this date, 1960, he's going to take a pass on Melanie Griffith pretty quickly. We have Gene Johnson from Diamond Rio, Richie.
I love this song. This is Bubba Hyde.
Bubba Hyde is the song.
Listen to
Diamond
the words.
Rio, you're right. Bubba.
This is his best part. Car, I knew you'd love it.
Yep.
Gene Johnson, 63 today. Up next is John Ferris, the drummer with In Excess.
Yes.
Let's keep walking. The One Thing, Original Sin, Melting in This.
Tiny Dagger, Bring It On, everything.
All right. New sensation. John Ferris, 51 today, born to say 96.
Jennifer, say you love me.
I love you.
Michael Bivens from the New Edition.
Ooh. What a good day for
birthday. I'm going to say 1968. So he's what, 44? Cool It Now. You like this?
It brings me right back to like freshman year of high school.
Yeah. You know it.
Hi, Richie. Aaron Heyman.
Oh, this is another good one.
Yeah, the Calling. He's a guitarist for the Calling.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Let's see here. It's Angie Harmon's birthday. From Law and Order, Baywatch Nights.
Oh, yeah.
Batman. What's that show she's in now?
That one, yes.
Yeah, right. 28 after on Good Day.
Live from Progressive. First caller.
Hi, I just broke up with my boyfriend.
I think you called the wrong number, but Progressive.com lets you compare our rates with our competitors. So there are other fish in the sea.
Really?
Yeah, you'll find someone.
No, you can really compare rates at Progressive.com.
Wow, you got over that quickly.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locke-Law-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ To Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Micro instrument cables, buy one for $15, get two free. Plus, score closeout pricing on Fender G-Deck amplifiers, only $149. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these Fuel Savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel Savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program heading into the weekend. The Friday program with Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. Check out the freebies for Fun Friday. Roberta's put those together. The Queen of Cheap Box at DougSteffens.com. Video of the day today. Heather tells me this is very cool in response
to
yesterday's video
of
the New York street musicians. Mike, who listens to us in Florida, sent in today's video featuring a very talented father and son. The son apparently is around 3 years old.
Oh my gosh, yeah, this little kid.
If that.
If, yes.
Playing bucket drums outside Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Kid's twirling his sticks
at 3 years old.
Tricking everything, yes, perfectly choreographed. Really cool to watch it.
Wow.
Kid is amazing.
That's good stuff. A lot of good stuff at DougSteffens.com. We're working over our newest connection on TalkStream Live. We still are at number 3 of the important shows. So is everybody there on TalkStream Live? Can you get everybody? Is that it, Rishi?
You mean all of the hosts?
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's an aggregator for talk radio hosts, and it lists the hosts by popularity of listenership at that moment in time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're still stuck at number 3?
No, we've dropped to number 4.
No! Wait a
minute.
Who's responsible for that outrage?
Quinn and Rose.
Yeah, that's a terrible show. Why would you listen to that? Terrible.
But boring. We're still in front of Man Cow, Morning Edition, America's Morning News, Don Wade, Bob and Tom, Curtis Sliwa, Joe Pags.
All right. The reason we're there is because the question today, social media question,
Rick and Bubba,
that Jennifer is pursuing is whether or not you pee in the pool.
All right. Should we see what people are saying?
I'd like to have
that
information.
We haven't done it yet.
Yes,
first, before we move away from TalkStream Live.
Do you think Man Cow pees in the pool?
Yeah.
How about Bill Bennett? Can you see him in a pool?
Bill Bennett.
I don't think he swims.
Bill Bennett, he floats. Bill Bennett is not getting out of the pool to walk up to the bathroom.
One of our listeners is so happy.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
All right.
How about Imus peeing in the pool?
We should say that.
About Bennett floating?
Not nice.
Mean.
He's a very smart man. Very nice.
He's a very smart guy. Absolutely.
He's not a nice guy.
Horrible radioist, but he's a smart guy. And I say that lovingly. I mean, it's just, that's not a morning show. That show belongs on at 6 o'clock at night.
Right.
That's
correct.
I mean, other than that, he's very smart.
He's a smart guy.
You learn a lot about political stuff if you are listening to him, but it's a horrible morning program, that's all. Anyway,
okay.
And I lost my place at Salem because of him, and that's always gotten in my... I said something the morning I was told, and I can say this, I can tell this story quickly. I had been on, I don't know how many stations, Richie, 6, 7 of the Salem stations at the time, and the guy who ran it, who's still a good friend, a good guy, said, "Don't worry, we're not going to do a morning show." And I think he didn't know what the boss had. This guy was the boss, sort of the talk world, but
the boss, sort of.
The boss.
That's
of the
my
bosses.
Title. That's my title in CRN. I'm the boss.
The boss, sort of. Right. Anyway. So then, the morning that the Bennett Show was announced, it would have taken me off all the stations. I said something about his gambling problem.
Oh, and, Doug.
Oh, I did, because he had a gambling problem. I don't know if he still does or not, but
was that public?
Public, I said. His gambling problem. Yeah, it was very public.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He lost $3 million. And so
gambling? What was he playing?
I don't know, but I know.
Do you know how long that would take?
He wasn't playing well.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, right. Apparently, whatever he was doing.
Yeah, Jennifer and I, we go. We'll put a quarter in the thing. How long did it take to lose? Yeah.
I know.
But anyway, so I was never forgiven.
$20, I get nervous.
I've never been forgiven for that, and that therefore I was banned from all Salem stations. Anyway.
Back to me in the studio.
Back to Jennifer and Facebook.
Okay,
and
so one
Twitter.
Of our listeners, very happy. Hooray for TSL. That's TalkStream Live. Now be able to listen to hours of programming. Yay!
That's right.
Woo-hoo! The hours. So if you go away, you can still listen there. Okay, Doug wants to know, do you pee in the pool? Be honest. Yeah. That's what we're asking right now. And people are sharing this question, which I think
are they
is
honest,
funny.
You think?
Deanne said no, and I wasn't too pleased to hear the news from my precious Phelps. Yuck.
Yeah.
Laura said, not the pool, not the ocean. My bladder won't even do it if I wanted it to.
Really?
Ray said, yeah.
Not the ocean?
Really?
Yeah, she said, not the pool, not the ocean. She just can't. Ray said, they practically made it impossible for me not to. They said, listen, kids, if you pee in the pool, we'll be able to tell because there's a special chemical in the water that will turn it purple if you pee. Needless to say, the pool was an inch deeper and 5 degrees warmer within the first 2 minutes. John said, not since I was told there was special dye that turns color if you pee in the pool. Debbie said, no. Michelle said, not since I was a very little girl, but I do recall my dad telling me that he put that special dye in the pool and that was the end of it. I did pee in the ocean a couple of years ago. Here's the thing. Has anybody actually seen the dye work other than in that Adam Sandler movie? I think the dye is a mystery. I bet you it's just something people say to keep people from tinkling.
Really?
I bet there is no dye. Prove to me there's a dye. I don't believe it.
All right. A lot of focus on the Olympics. We done?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. Whether you know it or not, you're done. Many Olympic athletes are peaking in their lives. At least, what is Phelps, 23, 24?
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah.
Right?
He retired.
Well, he said he is.
Right,
yeah.
He's not going to do it anymore. So, even though, Dara Torres was in 3 or 4 different Olympics, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who get there once and that's it. Maybe twice. Very few are there 3 or 4 times. And that would be, if you think about 16 years. That's really a commitment to stay in that condition for 14, 15, 16 years, isn't it?
Right.
Can you say that you're in the greatest shape of your life at the moment, Rich?
No.
No. Anybody here in the greatest shape they've ever been in?
Nope.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, but that's just athletic peakness. What about your life in general? What about your professional life? What about your home life? What about your life in general? At what point, or maybe you haven't hit it yet, do you think you peaked? Roberta, you'd be a good one to start that. At what point do you think your life has peaked, or is it on its way to the peak?
I think it's on its way. Physically, I may not be in the best shape of my life, but mentally, I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's saying a lot.
Mm. Yeah, for you it is.
Yeah.
All right, Heather,
always
what about...
the backhand.
Heather?
Well, physically, I'm trying to get myself, actually, you know what, across the board, mentally, physically, spiritually, everything. I am trying to push towards that peak, but
so
I hope I don't reach that peak for a long
right.
time because yeah, I'm looking
downhill,
forward to it.
Right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it getting better and better.
Yeah. What about you, Jen?
I don't think I've peaked yet, but I think that I, you know, I see, I think everybody at their, like in their late 20s and early 30s reaches a place where they feel like they're in the best spot of their lives because I think it's a good age where I am, but I don't think I've peaked yet. How's that?
I think peaking is something that's transitional. Because I think you could think that you've peaked, and then you can just keep going. I think more and more people have proven that to themselves, and that may be the object lesson, Richie, of this discussion.
This is the best.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's actually better.
Right.
I don't think you can know when you peaked until you die.
I don't think you peak.
Well,
I don't think we do.
Maybe
I peaked at 22. That was it, man.
You see, all downhill from there. There's two sides to this, Heather. Peaking is a self-defeating in and of itself. If you admit to yourself that I'm at the high point, then
you're saying you can do no better.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And we can always do better.
Exactly.
So this is a lifelong quest to dream the impossible dream.
Oh, good Lord. Mm-hmm. To soar, to fly.
Yes. All right. So think about it in those terms, will you? And while you're peeking, don't forget to pee. In the pool. David's listening to us at Mount Vernon's WMBO. Hi, David. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, and thank you.
You're welcome, sir. You sound very formal. Are you a radio person?
I am not.
No, okay. What do you do for a living?
I am retired Navy.
No.
Mm. Ah, there you go.
So here's a guy who's obviously peed into a big pool.
Well, actually, yes, it got dumped in there over the years. But my story was is that when actually we were stationed in Charleston, South Carolina, my sister-in-law came down. We had a pool, and we were telling the kids to don't pee in the pool because we had that special chemical that would turn the water red. And, of course, the kids obliged, and unbeknownst to my sister-in-law, I would chase behind her with a bottle of red food dye and squirted it. And, of course, the kids just went to the door saying, Mom, Mom! And she didn't realize what was happening. So.
You rat. What a rat this guy is.
I love you. That's hysterical.
He's a rat.
And your sister. It was quite entertaining. And
did she ever figure it out?
Finally caught on.
Okay, good.
So the dye didn't exist. You had to chase with the dye.
That's correct. I just kind of got behind her and just squirted a little bit more. And, of course, the kids saw that, and they started going.
That's
I love it.
All right, now you should try it with some green. Find different colored dyes and do that.
Then it just looks like...
What about water. Your children, David, in the pool?
Actually, at that time, we did not have children, but we moved on, and then we had children, and we didn't have a pool with the kids after that.
All right. So these sorts of things... are the sort of hallmark of one's life. And that brings me around to thinking about when you peaked, or have you yet in your life?
I think I probably have. When we used to have to do physical readiness tests and such, whatnot in the Navy, I was probably at my best then, but still do a little exercise. We have a nice walking path, a rail-to-trail here in Knox County, Ohio, and I use that and I'm on the bicycle some.
Mm-hmm. Well... don't give up.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you wanted to get back to that point, if you were doing the same regimen, you probably could, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you do it now?
Maybe you didn't necessarily peak. There's more peaking for you.
Possibly.
Yeah. You're a good man, David. Nice to hear from you. Thanks for the call.
I thank you, and have a good day.
Yes, sir. 800-510-8255. Hi to our friends in Defiance. We travel around the Buckeye State.
Buckeyes.
Is it raining there?
Buckeyes.
I thought I saw
I love them Buckeyes.
Rain in the forecast for Ohio today.
We're supposed to get some here in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
What they say about rain, right?
Yeah,
into tomorrow. East life, a little must fall?
No, rain makes corn makes whiskey, and whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky.
Jen, good Lord.
Where do you get these things, Jen?
All right, 15 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Did you know that you can eliminate the reality of diseases caused by inflammation? You knew that, right?
You can eliminate in the pool, too, apparently.
Right. And or you can have a brother who chases you around with a red dye number.
I love whatever it
was. I am so using that next time I go to my brother's pool.
That is a good idea, Richie. Anyway, avoid the main diseases that are a problem. We all seem to be arguing about affordable health care. You don't need health care to keep yourself in good shape. Every once in a while, we all need something. Like I'm going to the Mass Eye and Ear Infirmary this afternoon because I have a thing in my ears, been there since April. I don't know what it is. It's not going away. So I want to check it out. But for the most part, And I'm guessing that probably whatever's in my ear doesn't have anything to do with me and nutrition. I'm guessing it has to do with allergies or maybe somewhere.
Or riding tractors.
Well, no, I didn't. This came in California. So I'm wondering if there are little mites in my pillow that crawl into your ear. Up your nose.
Beautiful.
Could just be like, you know, the potato growing in your ear. They always say, oh, there's a watermelon in your ear.
Let me get the weed whacker out.
All right, so anyway, back to...
People, creatures, and all bodies.
The 90...
Anybody know where that's from?
No.
Oh, Monty Python,
people,
thank you.
No, Star Trek!
No.
Chekhov says it.
Right, well, this,
that thing crawls out of his ear.
This is in Khan. This is the second Star Trek movie.
Thank you, Doug. Oh, yes. I love you.
I know you love me. You've loved me for a long time. What's new with that?
I love you a long time.
I love you. I was
Sometimes I'm not going to make it through.
Go ahead, keep going. See if you can get through it. I dare you.
Okay. No, I think I'm going to have you. I may try it after you press your button. You do yours first, Richie, and then I'll see if I can do mine after you.
All right.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits, and they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school.
Fungible items.
But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What am I doing?
You're going on the air.
It's a good question. Mark, what are you doing? Who are
Heather,
you?
I'm watching Heather kill a wasp.
Where am I?
What am I doing?
All right. So you want some health information? I'm going to forget about the other thing for now. There is a research paper that's been released from the University of Chicago where some of the students there have discovered that drinking a daily glass of grapefruit juice enables patients to derive the same benefit from anti-cancer drugs as they would get from more than three times as much of the drug by itself.
Really?
So those people who are, according to this discovery anyway, which has been confirmed by a clinical trial, what this means is patients can avoid side effects associated with high doses of some of these drugs that are around to fight cancer by drinking grapefruit juice. Mitigates I mean, we all know people who have gone through this routine and they're sick all the time. So grapefruit juice, keep that in mind. 51 after on Good Day.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze, fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
An elitist snob, you know what?
Yeah.
You think everybody ought to like your kind of music.
Let me tell you something.
Nobody likes this kind of music.
If my turning my nose up to Xanadu makes me an elitist snob, I'm in a pretty large crowd.
Yeah, you're an elitist snob.
Yeah.
This is a popular hit that lots of people like. That's the definition of popular hit pop music.
In the world of movie dumb, where does Xanadu stand as far as mega smash hits?
Well, you're going to be surprised because I'm going to side on Doug's side on this one. Believe it or not, it's very popular in midnight shows around the country.
Yeah, with weirdos. Midnight showings around the country. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you take your... Wait a minute. Hold on a second, Chucker. Richie,
this is where he gets to beat me up,
Take off your shoes and socks.
It's one of those movies that's so bad it's good.
Take off your shoes and socks.
It's a bad movie, but it has people find it entertaining, certain people.
Take off your shoes and socks and stuff the socks in your mouth for a while so that we can move on and not have to listen to your anti-populist dribble.
Is that the best you can come up with?
Wow. Better than telling you to stick your socks in your pants. All right, anyway, Xanadu. Olivia Newton-John and ELO. This movie was number one this week in 1980, and so was the song, Richie, on the hit charts.
That's right.
Xanadu. Pop hit. All right, anyway. So, Chucker's got the rundown of the new movies that are out. We had one start last night, one tonight, right? And when did that Meryl Streep movie start?
That's on Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. And today, it's the Bourne Legacy.
And the candidate, too, right?
Candidate.
The campaign.
What's that movie about, the campaign? Oh, you got to tell us in a minute. All right, let's get to the contest. This is an animated flick that features the voice of another birthday person today. Let's see if you can figure out who it is, and let's see if you can figure out what the movie is. 800.
Oh.
Do you want me to intro this, or you want to just play the button?
You still got
the sock out of your mouth yet. 800. How many? You can play that three times, and that's probably all the hint that people need. Right, all right. If you know what it is, Chucker?
Chucker. No, he probably needs the rest.
All right. Play one more clip.
1-800-510-8255.
Fear me if you dare.
Got it.
I got it.
All right, that's the voice of the birthday boy.
Got it.
800-510-8255. You know the name of the movie? You haven't won before in movie moments. Help yourself to the 800-510-TALK line. First person on the right answer gets the prize. Swell prizes. Want to try one more, Richie?
Yeah. I'll just give you the gimme here.
You have engaged my valuable services, Your Majesty. Just tell me where I can find this ogre.
Wow. Oh, I think I know where this is.
Of course right. You do, Roberta. Oh, yeah.
Chucker, you got this?
Oh, yeah.
I got it, yeah.
All right. 800-510-8255. All right, what's coming out this weekend? Right, what do you see as the draw? The Bourne Legacy will be the number one movie this weekend?
Yeah, most likely. It stars Jeremy Renner, who takes over the franchise for Matt Damon. Tony Gilroy, who wrote the first three Bourne films, fills in the director's chair in this one. What the studio would like to do probably for the next one is get Matt Damon back and team him up with Jeremy Renner.
Oh, wow.
See, how that does. Rachel Weisz is a female lead. She'll also be in the sequel. If this one performs fairly well at the box office, they'll definitely continue with the franchise.
Jeremy Renner, when he was in Mission Impossible, did a great job.
Yeah, he did.
And I expect he'll be very good in this.
Yeah.
Also opening is the comedy The Campaign with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis. That's expected to do pretty decent at the box office. By the way, there will be a Hangover 3. It starts production in the next few months.
There'll be a what?
Hangover 3.
Okay.
Okay.
What a waste of time.
One other bit of news. Early buzz on Joaquin Phoenix's performance is excellent. He's a frontrunner for Best Actor for Paul Thomas Anderson's new movie, The Master, which supposedly deals with the subject of religious cults.
Really?
It also has Philip Seymour Hoffman. They had that a surprise test screening last week, and it played very, very well. To regular fans at a revival showing, they came in, they said, we're going to test screen a movie, you want to see it, and it wound up being this movie, The Master.
Hey, Chucker, yesterday you told us Ben Affleck was up for directing the Justice League.
And well, they offered it to him. Supposedly, he's going to turn it down, though.
Why?
They just don't want to do it. He wants to do sort of middle-budget dramas and doesn't want to do a big studio film.
Why would the comic book geeks be all over him on the various social media sites?
I don't know. They've been on him for a long time. Although they do respect his directing, they never liked him as an actor. I disagree with that.
Brett, what's the name of the movie?
That would be Shrek.
Shrek 2, Antonio Banderas.
Yay.
46 today. Why are you playing this?
It's the movie.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.